Unit 2. Self-Introduction, Japanese Style. When Diane Jackson introduced herself, she said the name of her company first, followed by her name.
三菱銀行のダイアン・ジャクソンと申します。
In the past, Japanese society tended to place attainment of the company goal above the individuals. This tendency, however, may often be overstressed in cross-cultural comparative analyses, as in fact it seems to be changing rapidly in today's Japanese society. The long-standing social habits are persistent, however, and you will notice that most Japanese people will announce their company or school names followed by their individual names in self-introductions. It may be hard for you to understand what the person actually does in the company, since asking his or her title, position, or rank is not easy. That is one of the reasons why the Japanese almost always exchange their business cards immediately upon meeting someone. The company name, the person's position, and the individual name are all written on the small piece of paper, and the Japanese feel comfortable letting the card represent them. The business card,
名刺,
is extremely important in all business situations. It is absolutely necessary to have a stack of
名刺
at all times. Having your
名刺
made in two languages, one side in English and the other in Japanese, will be very useful. Normally, a younger or lower-ranking person will offer his card first, turned so the other person can read it immediately. After exchanging your
名刺
with someone, you need to carefully and slowly study the information in the card you have been given. It is also considered good manners to leave the other person's
名刺
on the table throughout the meeting so you can always refer to the information on the card.